It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's called, someone will pray for you. God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. People are getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. I will be praying for you at the end of the program. So call somebody and tell them to tune into this program. Last program we were listening or studying about the nobleman. His son was very sick. He was dying. And Jesus Christ told him, go thy way and your son will be healed. And your son is already healed. And he found out his son was healed. Today we are going to talk about another man. This is called Centurion. His story is given in Matthew chapter 8 and Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, starting from verse 1 to 10. You can read both chapters, but I like the story on Luke chapter 7. Now, this is a centurion. Centurion means he might be the officer of hundreds of soldiers. He's working on the Roman army, he might be a soldier. Not only that, he's a rich man. This man was a rich man. Soldiers are not rich, but we don't know. Some people, even though they are rich, president or vice president, children go to the armies. And so, we don't know his background. He was rich and still he wanted to be in army. I don't know. But we see why I'm saying he's rich. Because he sent some Jewish leaders to Jesus. And those leaders start saying, this centurion has built the synagogue for us. So building the synagogue is a lot of money. That's why I'm saying he's a rich man. So now this rich man or centurion loves the Lord, religious man, and his servant got sick. Now the other nobleman's son was sick, but this centurion's servant was sick. And the word of God says his beloved servant. Means this was a good servant. Now this servant also was very sick. We don't know, the disease is not said, but this also servant was dying. So this man, instead of going himself, he sends the Jewish elders, not ordinary people, Jewish leaders. And I don't know how many leaders he sent. And they came to Jesus Christ, and Jewish leader coming and begging Jesus Christ to come to somebody's house. But Jesus Christ thought it's a good honor to go and help these Jewish leaders and let them see the miracle. Because many Jewish people did not believe in miracle. But these people came because of this centurion and sent them. So, Jesus Christ said, okay, I'll come with you. So, Jesus Christ was going with them. And he came almost close to this man's house. And then this man sent his friends. He says, run and stop Jesus right there. And tell him, I'm not worthy to come to my house. And so this friend came running, and they said, Jesus, the centurion sent us to you. And he is saying, I didn't come myself because I'm not worthy to come to you. So I'm sending these friends. And now these friends are saying, our centurion says, he is in a higher authority. He says to somebody, go, and that person goes. He says somebody to come, and that person comes. So he said, I have that kind of authority. You are the Son of God. You are God yourself, and you have power and authority. You just say the word, and my servant will be healed. Jesus looked around to those Israeli people or Jewish people, and he said, I did not find a faith like this man. Not in one person. This man's faith is great. And then he said to these people's friend and maybe those elders, go thy way and tell him, his servant is already healed. And that when they came home, they found that servant was completely healed. Can you see the difference between these people? Noble man says, come to my house, and he is forcing Jesus Christ to come. And this one heathen man says, you don't have to come to my house. You just say the word, and my servant will be healed. See the faith? This man just said it. If Jesus says one word, my servant will be healed. And that's the kind of faith we need. Once we believe Jesus Christ can do anything, he will do anything. I started my faith in Christ in 1956. From that day until today, I never doubt that Jesus Christ is not able to do certain things. I believe he can do great things, and that's why I'm here to encourage you. In those days, they didn't have the telephone in their houses and no cell phones. So he wrote me a letter. He says, my wife is dying. And when you see this letter, she might be dead. And I took that letter and read it. And I was thinking, how foolish this person is. He sends me a letter and he says, while you're reading this letter, my wife might be dead. And I thought, why did he write to me anyhow? I didn't have any telephone or nothing, so as soon as I read the letter, I put my hand on that letter and rebuked that sickness in the name of Jesus. And wrote a letter to that sister and gave the Bible scriptures. And when the letter reached there, I said, when you read this letter, you will be healed. And when she read the letter, she got healed. And she wrote a letter with her own handwriting and said it, your letter came, and I read every verse of it and the Bible scriptures, and I'm healed. See, I didn't go there. It was 600 miles away from my place. So I just gave the word of God, and I believe in my heart. Even though this man says my wife will be dead, I didn't say, hey, why am I spending this stamp? She might be dead. I want to save this money. I sent the letter. Lady read the letter and got healed. And when I went to the Bombay city, she was living in Bombay, and she called me, come to my house. And I went to her house and I blessed their home. The lady was completely healed. She had children and family, husband and everyone. And they became believers. The point I'm making, you have to have faith to encourage others. There is nothing impossible with God, I'm saying a billion times. Why? Because I have seen the miracles of God. You have to believe in your heart. This man, centurion, he was a good man, the religious man, even though he was not a Christian or Jewish, he made the synagogue for Jewish people. The word of God says, when you give your heart to the Lord, then your finances and everything is belong to God. And once you put God first, it says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all other things will be added unto you. People are thinking, how it's possible? It is possible. The Psalm 37, it says, verse 4. He said, delight in the Lord and He will give the desires of your heart. What the desires are you have? You delight in God. You read the Bible. You give your heart to Jesus. Go to church. Sing a song. Praise the Lord. And see what God can do. And some people start saying, you know, I don't want to give it to the church. Church people are stealing money from poor people. And they don't want to give money to church. What the Bible teaches. A New Testament, the tithe giving is not by force. In the Old Testament, in Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 to 11, if you read, it says you are robbing God. And if you give to God, and God will multiply you and open the heavenly windows and pour down the blessings, and you will not have room to store it. And then whatever you have, God will protect you. And He will fight you, devour. But the New Testament people said, oh, that is a law. I don't want to do that because I am not under the law. But we are under grace. If Jesus Christ did something for you, will you do something for Him? Yes, He saved my life. He gave me eternal life. He healed me time and time again. That's why I'm serving Him. I believe that He is supplying all my needs. I don't have to worry. Here the word of God says, He will open the heavenly window and pour down the blessings, and He will fight you, devour. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. In this world, you might have a billions of dollars. And some people I see, they give for charity, $4 billion, $5 billion, building the schools, giving to Salvation Army and things like that. It's nothing wrong. But giving your money is not enough. You have to give your heart. Look at this man. He was a rich man. He built the synagogue, but he believed Jesus Christ is a miracle-working God. And so he trusted in Jesus Christ, and that's why the miracle happened. You have to give your heart to Jesus Christ. Then all your money and all your wealth, you can use it for the glory of God. All the money and wealth you have, you're not going to take it with you. The word of God says, the money has the wings. And the riches of this world can kill you, destroy you. Money, love of money is the root of all evil. And many people kill themselves because of financial problem. But if you use the money for the glory of God, just like this centurion did, you will see the miracle. He said, I will fight for your devour. The money we're spending for the other things, the medicine and the doctors or some other things, use the money building the churches, giving to God, and see what God can do. God will keep you healthy. I'm giving my witness since 1956 until today. I did not go to doctor and spend my money, but I'm spending my money to build the churches and print the literatures, going on radio, going on TV, and spending hundreds and thousands of dollars, and God is keeping me healthy. This is the word of God. He says, I'll fight for your devour. So when you live for God, He will come to rescue you. Like this man. He didn't know what he is going to do and what the problem will come. But when he was giving to synagogue and making friends and helping others, that's why Jesus Christ healed his friend or his servant. Not because he was giving money and things like that. He saw his heart. And he even witnessed to other people. Look at this man's heart. Look at this man's faith. How great it is. The same way that heathen lady came and she went by faith, and God says, Jesus says, look at her faith. How great faith she has. So heathen people have more faith than believers or the Jewish people. I see so many heathen people they bring their children or they bring their problems, and when Jesus Christ does a miracle, they follow God. They believe in Jesus. And here we are believers. We go to church, we read the Bible, we pray, but when sickness and disease comes, we lose our faith. And we start blaming God. There was a man I heard, his sister died or something, and he was a minister, and he got so mad at God, and always he's going to the burial ground and crying and weeping for his sister, and he stopped doing preaching job and everything and got depressed. And in the burial ground, Jesus Christ came and gave him a hug and comforted him. Then he learned, why am I crying for my sister? I will see her in heaven. Why am I stopping serving the Lord? Jesus loves me. You know what? Sometime, if you are a believer and your brother or sister dies, you don't feel bad because you don't know their faith, one thing. And if they are a believer and if they die, they are going to go to heaven. Why you worry? My one of my brothers, very smart. He was only 6 years old, knew two languages. And even he was teaching my mother a national language. Very smart boy. When he died, my mother called me that I was in the ministry. My mother called me, your brother is very sick, you come and see him. This child was very loving, God loving. And he was praying and singing, and he said, tell my brother to pray for me. I was not there. Mother was keeping him in her lap. He said, Mommy, you're taking care of me a long time. You might be tired. Why don't you keep me down? And she put him down and he gave his spirit. And so when I came, my mother is not crying, nobody's crying. So I thought maybe he's still alive. And I cried and cried and cried in the train. But when I came and mommy's not crying, nobody's crying, so I thought, he's okay. And so when my mom saw me, she started crying. I said, Mommy, don't cry. This child is in heaven. He's in a better place. He was a good child. God took him, or he went to heaven. Maybe devil wants us to be mad at God, or maybe don't trust in God. And I was in the ministry. I would have said, I'm going to pray for this child to raise him up. But I did just like a David did. David says, I'm not going to bring this child back. I want to go and meet him in heaven. So I'm waiting to meet my brother in heaven. It's not only one. I got four brothers and two sisters died. But I believe all of them will be in heaven. I cannot be bitter about them. And bitter about God and say, why God took my all these half a dozen people from my family? I'm not going to trust him. I'm not going to believe in him. I trust in him. All the trials and tribulations and problems would come. Devil sometimes wanted to test your faith, how much you believe in God. As I said, that brother, he cried for his sister. Finally, God gave him the idea that what you're doing is wrong. She's in heaven. And now he's serving the Lord. So this many people died in my family, but I'm still trusting in God. I believe in God, and I know our God is a miracle working God. You might be having tough time like that, and you lost your family members, and you're bitter about it. Just trust in God. And tell God you're hurting. The Word of God says Jesus Christ is a comforter. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. He can comfort you. He has comforted me. So I believe that God has started a good work in you, and He will be completing that work in your life. Only thing what you have to do, trust in God. Say, Lord, I give my life to you, and use my life for the glory of God. How long are you going to live in this world? This world is not for us forever. We will be living in this world maybe 100, 110. Other day I heard one man is living 108 years old and he is veteran. And so I heard he is 108 years old. He said, what does he do? He said, he drinks wine and this and that. And I thought this man worked hard and still drinking wine and he's 108 years old. If I live for God and I don't drink and I don't smoke and I don't gamble and I don't do sinful activity, God can give me a more days to live for Him. So there are people living in this world, but how long? 108, 110, 120. After that, what? One day we have to leave the world. So I am just saying, this world looks good to you when you have money, when you have fame, when you have all kinds of luxury, but when the sickness and disease comes, and when you're lying on that deathbed, and somebody tells you, eat this food, no taste for the food. You don't want to eat, you don't want to drink, you like to die. You might be thinking, where is God at that time? I have seen many people, when they have a problem, they curse God and they go against God. There was a one man called me, he was a Catholic. I went to the hospital. He starts saying, Jesus Christ has given me this disease. I said, why? I wanted to be a priest and I did not become a priest. That's why he gave me the cancer. I said, sir, you are wrong. Bible says, John chapter 10 verse 10, the enemy, the devil, used the sickness and disease, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus Christ has come to give you life and more abundant life. Don't blame God. Jesus is going to touch you and heal you. I prayed for him, and I left. I said, you are healed. Next day morning, his son calls. He says, Pastor Peter, my father is crying and crying and crying. I said, what happened? He said, after you left, doctor gave him a report. And that report says his cancer spread to all of his body. So I said, sir, when that report was done, after I prayed or before I prayed? He said, that report was done before you prayed, maybe a week ago or so. I said, but I prayed yesterday. Go for checkup and then tell me. God heard my prayer. He went for checkup, no trace of cancer. The man came knocking at my door. He said, Jesus Christ healed me. I just came to testify. What I'm trying to say. If you are discouraged and you're thinking God left you and there is no answer, I hear all the time. Little children having cancer and they are dying and mother and father, they are frustrated. I tell you, call upon Jesus and say, Lord, I will dedicate my child to you. I will dedicate my life to you. I will serve you. I guarantee you, God will do miracles. You have to trust in God. And sometimes people say, oh, somebody told me to trust in God and I did everything and still my son or my daughter or my wife died. Where is God? This life, as I said, is for temporary. One day we are going to go to heaven. If your loved ones are already there, don't sit and blame God. Make something good out of your life and say, Lord, I want to love you. I want to follow you. I want to live for you. And He will do miracles. This life is a short life, but is a blessed life if you live in Christ. If you don't live in Christ, then this life is miserable. People are miserable. Sometimes they have money, they have fame, they have everything. Still, they have problem. Look at this centurion. He might have done everything possible, I don't know, but he heard about Jesus. Jesus Christ can do miracle for me. And Jesus did it. There is nothing impossible with God. I'm going to pray for you. First of all, give your heart to Jesus. Whatever the problem and suffering you're going through, don't look at your problem. Look at Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Lord Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in heaven. You belong to God. Now I'm going to pray for you, your loved ones, your friends, or whoever it is. Just touch them or touch yourself. And let's pray together. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 says, two people agree touching anything, he will hear our prayer. Our God is a prayer answering God. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch your people. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Jesus already touched you, and you touched him by faith. That means you're already healed, delivered, and set free. Exercise your faith. Go to church, read the Bible, pray, witness, and see what God has done. Now the time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for his glory. Amen and amen. Time is almost gone. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.